I can tell.
And then when it's done, this is that. Okay. How can I get wrong? So I'm just going to let it just record. Okay, it's running now. Thank you, Gina.
Sure.
You on?
Yeah.
Thanks a lot. Enjoy meeting you.
Me too.
And I don't.
We'll get you the transcript.
Gina's minor is in art history, right?
Yeah. Minored in art history.
Mm-hmm. Where?
At Westchester.
University. Westchester. Yeah. I am the daughter of one of the fellows that works with us in communications out there, so I got to know Westchester. She's getting a master's at Temple.
Oh, okay.
And her sister liked him so much, she's getting a master's.
How about that?
To be on the Comcast.
Oh, okay.
But, that art history is fun.
Yeah. And, so she got to work on the book that we did on the Dow chemical paintings. You know, we have some paintings that are down on our first floor.
Well, that's one of the thrusts out at McNeil Center at Penn. For early American studies, you can see how that developed. I'm not going to get into a lot of this personal stuff, but go on. But
it's all interesting to us, so whatever you feel comfortable with, go with us.
All right. I'm serious, you don't want too much, but let's finish up. But,
okay. So you were saying that two of your daughters were very talented.
You want to push?
It's running.
Oh, it's running. All right. Well, if you want to talk about the family, I'll start with his stepson, who has certain talents, and he at the moment is head of Penn Jardel. Then we have two daughters. The oldest daughter has had her own studio before she was married, still does design work, and this summer worked in paintings and in both oil and watercolor, and has been in juried shows.
Mm-hmm.
So she's good enough to do that work, and has raised three children. She was a Mount Holyoke graduate, and our second daughter, a Princeton graduate, and when she majored in art history and then worked for Christie's for 5 years before she married, and now she has is raising three children and is a very capable person that's working in organizations such as the Zoo and Academy of Music, where she's on the board. Well, on the board of both of them, I should say. And then a son who has his own direction and very capably working in a definitely a different area. He was the first college trainee and intern for the Phillies, and has been working with their publicity and communications to the point where he is in all their new ways of trying to raise funds to support the team.
Ah, mean the promotional
20 radio stations, but he has responsibility what they do on the field, how they promote, and
I want one of those bobbleheads.
I'll get it for you if you see it.
Right, I don't know which players they have as bobbleheads yet. Right, well, we follow the Phillies in our house. So
good.
Well, I guess we probably should be closing now. I was wondering, I know that you keep up with the pharmaceutical industry, reading the medical, what's the name of that journal that you read all the time, the Medical Minute or something like that.
Well, I frankly don't feel I'm close enough to
speak.
I'm reluctant
to make any reflections on how things are going these days.
Yes, I. It's too. Let's say it's advanced to the point where to stay active, you have to devote so much time that I don't feel I would like to comment on.
Okay.
Follow the statistics and the sales, but and thus there's a give you a reason why I say that the expenditure by Pfizer for research and development would be $4 billion this year. So to understand
the orders of magnitude that have happened since 1964. 66. It's incredible.
And prevent me from really commenting, because you can't, it's developed that, so greatly.
But it is, I think, what happened today is really based on things that were going on in the 1930s and 40s, I think. But that's
yes,
the story.
Even I say that even to the larger companies, Smith Kline has gone through a merger first with Beecham and then Glaxo, in point where Glaxo is the parent, but fortunately the pharmaceutical division is headquartered here in Philadelphia, and Jean-Paul Garnier, who was with Smith Kline Beecham, was named head of the Glaxo company, merged company.
So.
And it continues in Philadelphia.
Right, which is good for Philadelphia. I know, I think your discussion was very interesting. I could just see why Philadelphia has and continues to have so many drug companies associated with it. Because there's all this medical expertise sitting here with the big medical schools and kind of a synergy of medical companies or pharmaceutical companies in this general area.
If you want my comment, it isn't so much the medical schools as it is the fact that they themselves have grown so and are here. And the atmosphere, but the research that they do, while medical school is important, but they've developed in such large organizations. Take Smith Kline has their research is out in Upper Marion, and they have two or three places where they do research, and the combined company will have about five different locations just for research. North Carolina and Britain, North Jersey.
Right.
And that's the reason why I'm so hesitant about commenting. That, it's beyond my comprehension.
Right. When you don't know the names of all your employees and that sort of thing. Okay, so I should, I guess, figure out which button it is.